Brother Ronnie, I'm sorry I didn't catch you in time. I'm going to need Sister Janet, if you would, I'm going to need another song. We're going to open the doors of the church. I've been asked to do this morning, and we want to do that at this time. I want to say, before I explain briefly how we receive members, I want to say something here that I believe is unique in the day that we live in, and I really feel confident in this, that I can speak for the church here at Fairview Memorial. We don't hold big membership drives. We don't look to just increase the membership of the church. We don't want anybody to come forth and present themselves for membership unless the Lord is telling them to do that. I believe that's the way it ought to be, because the Bible tells me that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. But certainly that ought to be something that we all follow the Lord in. And so we receive members by first by experience and baptism. That's another thing that we require, and I believe rightfully so. You can't be a member of the church here unless you can give testimony of a time and place when the Lord saved your soul. And so we receive members by experience and baptism, that being you relate your experience to the church and receive scriptural baptism, or by letter or credit of a letter from one of our sister churches, a church of like faith and order with whom we fellowship. We receive members by letter from sister churches. Sometimes in certain situations, it's necessary to receive people into the membership of the church by statement, or at times by restoration. Someone that perhaps has been excluded from the church and makes their acknowledgments and apologies can be restored to the membership of the church. So I want to ask everyone to stand, and we're going to have a verse or two of song. If the Lord is moving on your heart to unite with Fairview Memorial, I'm going to ask you to come up front here with me, and we'll have you give your experience of salvation.
Number 47, let's do the first and the second one. Sweetly, Lord, have we heard Thee calling, come follow me. And we see where Thy footprints falling, lead us to Thee. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where they go. Though they lead o'er the cold dark mountains seeking His sheep, or along by Siloam's fountains helping the footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where they go.
We have Brother Don and Sister Sherry LaCofta that have come forward today to unite with the church. I actually a few weeks ago heard them tell me their experience of salvation as we sat in their home together, but we're going to ask them to relate that before you hear today. Sister Sherry, ladies first, if you would tell us about when the Lord saved you.
and I was under conviction, and I knew I was lost. My grandfather passed away, and the Lord revealed to me I would never see him again if I didn't confess before him and repent. And I was saved as a little girl in Golconda, Illinois, at a church where we were having a meeting. And it was like a conference for the youth that I was saved. And I was baptized and joined the church there, and I was raised in the church. And I'm thankful for my mother today who took me to the church to hear the word of the Lord. And I'm following him, and I've not always been faithful to him, but he's always been faithful to me. And I feel like the Lord has led us to this church, and I'm thankful that he has. The love here is so apparent, and we want to be a part of it.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Brother and Sister LaCofta talked to me, and asked me a lot of questions, and I appreciate the fact that they did. And you've heard her testimony, and as I ask you for the will of the body, I believe, and they have made it known to me that they are willing to become a member of the church by whatever means that they need to. And so I believe that perhaps they are currently members of Glen Lily. Sister Sherry wasn't baptized there. I believe Brother Don was, but we're going to need a motion proper to receive them and to investigate whatever means is going to be necessary. So you've heard Sister Sherry's testimony, so what's the will of the body? All right, we have a motion and second to receive Sister Sherry, granting her all rights and privileges upon baptism or the reception of her letter, whichever the church deems fit. Any member of the church wish to speak to the motion? If not, all members of the church in favor of this motion, would you please raise your hand? All right, any members of the church opposed, please vote by the same sign. No opposition, motion carries. Brother Don, would you tell us your experience of salvation?
It took me a long time to realize that I needed the Lord. I was raised Catholic, and my family was Catholic, everybody was Catholic when I lived in Chicago. It took me many years. Sherry and I have been together almost 31 years now. And, I noticed the difference between her and myself. And the Lord, I was under conviction for a long time. And it's only been about 15 years since I've had and, been saved. Saved at a revival at Glen Lily Baptist Church. The preacher at that time was Brother Ricky Jones. And I was just so relieved and happy after I did accept the Lord. All the burdens were lifted, and I can honestly say I was a new man. And I have never regretted, and never will regret that the Lord has entered into my heart at this time.
Amen. Amen. God bless. All right, church, you've heard his testimony. What's the will of the body?
Make a motion.
All right, we have a motion and second to receive Brother Don, granting him all rights and privileges upon being baptized or a letter, whichever the church deems proper. Would anyone like to speak to the motion? Any member of the church like to speak to the motion? If not, all members of the church in favor of the motion, would you please raise your hand? All right, down. Any members of the church opposed, please raise your hand. None opposed, motion carries. Brother Ronnie, let's continue to sing and let's come and give Brother and Sister LaCofta the right hand of Christian fellowship.